actually no difference. Probably most of the science and stuff that you read about was because we just happen to have more male astronauts than female right now. But the first thing we smelled when coming in the space station after our vehicle docked, for me, was a burnt electrical or metallic smell. And that's from the atomic oxygen hitting the hatch of our Soyuz spacecraft before it docks with the station. And you get that same smell every time. When someone goes out on a spacewalk and they come back in, I think we're going to have large habitats where we're able to plant, almost like greenhouses, where we're able to dedicate that space to just growing plants and vegetables and trees and flowers. You know, the Martian atmosphere and certainly the soil is not very habitable. Could we adapt that soil by adding nutrients? Possibly, and that's some of the stuff we're studying up here in the space station right now. Over. So what happens in space is that because you don't have the gravity loading your muscles and your bones down, your spine actually stretches. So on Earth, when you're walking around, that gravity kind of keeps everything compressed, but up here, it stretches a little bit. And so some people will have back pain the first week or so, and then they quickly adapt to that. But that's how we get taller up here. Over. Yes, it is. It is very bright up here, especially if you're looking outside the cupola as the sun comes over the Earth. It's one of the most beautiful things you will ever see, but you almost can't stay in the cupola without sunglasses on because you feel the warmth of the sun and certainly the brightness. Over. That is a great question. We would have to somehow create some sort of habitat or some sort of quarantine to not only protect that life from the other world, but also protect our world, because we don't know what we would be exposed to. And we did that way back in the 60s when we first landed on the moon, and when the astronauts returned, we kept them in quarantine for a period of time to make sure there was nothing that maybe we didn't pick up on before. But certainly that's something we'll have to look at, because certainly protecting our species is important, but any other indigenous life on something like Europa as well. Over. So, you know, there's different periods of adaptation. Certainly the first few weeks are probably the hardest when you're not used to everything and everything seems new. But by month two, I'd say you're pretty well deep adapted. And certainly things start to feel pretty darn normal by month three. And we've been up here for a little over 6 months now. Over. Well, we don't have a shower up here, so we kind of have to wipe ourselves down using rough washcloths and soap, which tends to work pretty well. Washing hair, I've got long hair, and that can be a little difficult up here, so I honestly only wash my hair a couple times a week up here, because it takes so long and does use up a lot of water. But we all brush our teeth every morning, wash our faces, and it's actually a very short hygiene routine, because without the shower, there's not a whole lot you can do. Over. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think when you're up here, you focus on getting the job done correctly and well. And then as you come towards the end, like we are, and we only have about 6 days left up here, really 5 days, you start thinking about the next mission. And, you know, we're going to be traveling lots of places, not just the space station, but certainly to the moon and to Mars. So all those things kind of go through your head when you think about your next mission. Over. Really, you just feel like you're floating in the emptiness of space. It's very different from moving on the ground. Your legs and feet want to move the same as they do on Earth, but you don't have to. And so just by the slight push off here or there on a wall, you can get where you need to go. Over. I think space stations will change in that they'll be more run by the crew members on board and not so tightly controlled by all of our mission control centers, because they may be farther off and communication delay will be difficult. So I see it more as a home environment that's really run by the people up there. Over. That's an easy question, and that is float everywhere I go. That's the best part. Over. I think maybe not necessarily see Earth differently, although I do see it a little differently, but you feel Earth differently, because up here we miss the feelings of Earth, like the wind and the rain, and, you know, you don't get any of that up here. It's a very sterile environment, and those are the things we miss the most. Over. Thanks so much. It was great talking with everybody today, and good luck with the rest of the school year.